episode 1220, Overwhelmed or Overjoyed.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for a brand new week? I hope you are, because it's happening. It's Mindset Monday. Are you overwhelmed or overjoyed? We're diving deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Overwhelmed or overjoyed? You choose. Wouldn't it be amazing to only be one of these? Okay, I know which one I would pick, but sometimes it's more of a roller coaster between the two, right? It's either overwhelmed with a sprinkle of overjoyed or overjoyed with a sprinkle of overwhelm. Why is it that when you want one, you get the other? Or do you? Do you have a choice of being overwhelmed or overjoyed? What was it like this weekend for you? Do you even remember this weekend? You know, like barely 24 hours ago? Yes, it was Mother's Day and all the activities. How did you deal with the stress or maybe lack thereof? Maybe it was calmer than expected. Well, before we get too overworked, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae. One of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is simply to be there, to give them the gift of presence. They don't need help in words. They just need us to show our love and concern by being at their side when they need us. The weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, is there to encourage and lift you up. This podcast discusses not only the latest cancer care information, but also offers biblical hope and spirit-filled inspiration. Whether you are a patient or a caregiver, you will be encouraged by our conversation with cancer patients, survivors, caregivers, clinicians, and medical professionals. I want to invite you to listen each week to Health, Hope, and Inspiration by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeinspiration.com. And we want to thank them for being a part of our family. It's really easy, isn't it, to get caught in the over, the big capital O, capital V, capital E, capital R. It screams you. Right? It's over everything, overdoing, overworked, probably not overpaid. I don't think anybody has ever complained about being overpaid. If you know someone, I want to talk to them because that's just something we don't complain about. But even to the extent of being over healthy, over involved, that word over just stumps us. And unfortunately, I see too many people barely making it through the day because they are over something, the big O, the big V, the big E, the big R. What are you today? One thing we tend to do is overlook what's really happening. Most of the time, we overdramatize or overreact to the moment when we're in the moment. What would happen to you if you took out the over, the O-V-E-R? Think about the word overwhelm and just look at whelm. We don't ever think of that word as a standalone word, but it is. Whelm is its own word, but we always connect it with overwhelm. I don't think I've ever, as many things as I've written and the papers growing up, I don't think I ever just used the word whelm. Now, joy, different story. I use joy all by itself all the time. Overjoyed? Probably not. Isn't that weird? Think about that. Yeah, there's a lot of hidden psychology in there. I told you I wanted to dive deep today because we are stuck on overwhelm and just joy. What if we took out the over? Would it simplify things? It might, just a little bit. Kind of puts a pause in your seat, in your walk, a breath of fresh air even. There is no reason why you should be overwhelmed. Think about it. You make the decisions as to what you do, how much you sleep, your commitments, and then you respond to your decisions. Yes, you have the control, but you don't see it that way. You stay attached to the noise of the day, lingering in what you accept as your normal. Are you normal today? Are you living in the over, whatever over you are in, overscheduled, maybe underpaid? We already went over that. Overworked, overtired, overzealous, overwhelmed, maybe not so much overjoyed, maybe even overdepressed. You have control. What if you changed your normal to remove the over to becoming calm? Just think about that. Removing the over, becoming calm. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be calm. C-A-L-M. It's a four-letter word, but it's totally different than over, isn't it? It's calm. There's something about saying that word. Say it right now in your mind. If you can't say it out loud, if you can say it out loud, say it out loud. Maybe you're running. You'll be a little breathless. Calm, 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 calm. It's something. It gets your heart rate even slower when you think about it. Why? Because of the ah sound. It's a breath sound. That's important. God gave us breath, not just for survival, not because we need that oxygen, but he gave us breath, what? For release. Be calm. Now we're going to look at this be calm a little bit differently because I want you to get over a lot of what you're doing. C-A-L-M, what does it stand for? Number one, C, claim your day. You walked out this morning, your door, and what happened? Who made your schedule? Did you? Your secretary? Your children? Your husband? You make your schedule. You claim your day. But most of us are what? We're stuck in everybody else claiming our day, deciding what we're going to do. Now, I understand we have responsibilities. I get that part. Those, yes, those are kind of things you have to do, and you may have to get over that. We all have those things, bills to be paid. We got to go get toilet paper. I mean, come on, we have necessities in life, right? Okay, I see that smile. That's what I love about you. So claim your day. It's your day to claim, not anybody else's. Be calm. Number two, A, accelerate your control. Oh, I love this one. Use no and yes. And you noticed how I put that in what order I did? Use no and yes. Most of the time we flip it. We use yes all the time, even to our children. It's like a handout. Yes, 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 yes. Somebody calls you. They want a donation. Yes. Somebody calls you. They want 2 dozen cookies. Yes. Somebody calls you. Can you volunteer at church? Yes. Somebody calls you. Can you be there at school? Yes. Somebody calls you. Can you pick me up? Yes. What happened to the word N-O? It's so simple. It's two letters. Accelerate your control. Use no and yes. But that no's there first for a reason. Use it more often than yes. You need to be picky, right? It's all about being calm. Remember, we're trying to get over it all. No more overwhelm. We don't need that anymore. It's time to fill our life differently. Be calm. You've got number one, claim. Number two, accelerate. Number three, L, lead with joy. Couldn't leave the joy out. Lead with joy. Now, this isn't just going, oh, I'm kind of feeling good. No, this is something that's much deeper. Joy is like within the soul. This is like the gospel part of you coming out. And I see it sometimes in my kitty cat and my puppy dog. And it's hilarious when you can just see this joy so deep down. And they can't sit there and tell you about it, but you know they just got it. For some reason, they're just feeling that joy. That's what you need to feel, that soulful joy, and you lead with it. Yeah, does that mean you have to find it? Yeah, but you can, and you will, because you're going to be calm. You're going to take out all that over stuff. And you're going to lead with joy. Find what really makes you smile in your day and lead with that. Guess what? That'll make you accelerate your control a lot easier. You'll be able to say no. And guess what? Your claim in your day will be like, ha, magnificent. It'll be awesome. Claim, accelerate, lead. And number four, M, motivate with action. You got to take aim. This is your life. It's not anybody else's to live, but it's yours. God created you, a beautiful you. You matter. You have a purpose in this world. No, your purpose is not sitting on a couch. No, your purpose is not just standing behind doing dishes all day long. Sometimes, yes, we find ourselves there. I was there, and it's okay to be there. And sometimes that can be what? A very joyful and calm part of your day. But it's more than just doing the dishes or sitting on the couch. You have to motivate with action. That means you're taking steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You won't have all the answers at this moment in time, but when you take one step, you take the next step, guess what? Woo! Yes! You get on a roll. Yeah, and you get moving and grooving. And you find what? Your rhythm. Oh yeah, I'm feeling it. It makes it a lot easier to lead and to accelerate your control. No, I'm not feeling it today, but I feel good. Otherwise, I'm being calm. I'm claiming my day. Be calm. Doesn't that sound so much better than this over stuff? Come on. Stop supersizing your life. What is it really doing? It's dragging you down. It's time to simplify your life. It's time to be calm. I know this is somewhat of a mindset shift. It's hard because it requires energy. But I'm telling you, when you begin to actually put it into practice, you'll be like, whoa. This is feeling more natural. Why? Because you're practicing it. Practice brings progress. You got this. Now, maybe you don't want to do it by yourself, though, because you're a little shy. Maybe you're not sure really how to step out in that manner because it is so new. You want some help with that? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, maybe you've never experienced coaching. I promise you, I don't bite. I sound the same. In fact, it just makes me giggle when I get on the phone with y'all and people are like, oh, that really is you. You sound like you. And I'm like, because it is me. This is who I am. It's not a figment of your imagination. So I look forward to hearing from you. I want to hear your giggle. I want to hear your joy. I want to hear your voice. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. It's time to put your thoughts into action. You want to change? Let's do this. Now, I know sometimes things can be difficult. Life can lead us down roads that are unexpected, good or bad. Whatever journey you're on right now at this moment, and when you turn the corner, I want you to ask yourself, how can I be calm? How can I be calm? Because you know what? When you're calm, what? You are allowing yourself to be present. And God wants us to be present every single day. He's got a blessing around every single corner that you turn. But if you're not present, you're going to miss it. So it's time to be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.